You can't get there all at once. Every journey happens a little bit at a time. Invest in little bits, and you can make big changes. Today on Growing Hope, we will move closer to the balanced life by taking the big dreams and breaking them down into little bits.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary! Because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang!
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we have been taking the steps to live a balanced life with a focus on making a you plan. Because you need a plan specific to you if you're going to reach your finish line. If it's not your plan, you will struggle to see it through. A you plan will include a dash of your passion and purpose, and that's going to be what keeps you focused in its pursuit. A they plan will steal your energy, your resources, and your focus. Your big dreams help you define the you part of your plan, but you can only pursue those dreams a little bit at a time. You need short-term goals. You need shorter-term goals. You need daily to-dos. You need to do a little bit more, and you need to measure and review on a regular basis. The best plan means nothing if you don't get to the destination at the end. And no matter where you're going, you're gonna have to go one at a time. One step, one action, one move, one little bit. A little bit of action connects with a little bit of action to produce the big changes and amazing results. I won NaNoWriMo for the first time a few years back. I had tried and tried for several years, and I would get closer, but I never quite crossed that finish line. The year that I won, I committed to writing at the top of the hour for just 15 minutes. Anytime the hour struck, I attempted to write for 15 minutes. I could write for 15 minutes, even in a house full of chaos. Just 15 minutes. And I won. And after winning NaNoWriMo, which is National Novel Writing Month, I decided to continue with the habit of writing a little bit every day. Little bits were the key to my winning the NaNoWriMo. I tried to stick with my top of the hour idea, but it never quite went the way I wanted. But I did aim to write for at least 15 minutes at least once a day, and I used a digital timer to help me with that challenge. I could do just 15 minutes, no matter what others were in the way or what other stuff I had to do that day. And at the end of the year, I had written over 1,000,000 words. I set out to write a little bit every day, and those little bits added up. That's what happens with little bits. You keep piling them up, and eventually, you have more than you ever imagined possible. It's like when the old donkey fell into the well. I don't know if you've heard the story, but the farmer decided it was more hassle to get the old donkey out of the well than just to bury him in the old unusable well. So he began putting dirt into the well, and he put a bucket of dirt in the well, and then the donkey would step on the dirt and pound it down. and the farmer would come and pour another load of dirt on the donkey, and the donkey would shake the dirt off, and he'd pat it down. And little bit by little bit, the dirt started piling up until the donkey was able to walk out of the well. That's what happens with little bits. When you commit to just a little bit. A little bit is possible. A little bit is manageable. A little bit is doable. And those little bits add up to what will move you into your big dreams. Those little bits add up to create the possible out of the impossible. The little bits add up to allow you to not just see and not just do, but to create a reality of all those dreams that you had. When you try to do it all at once, it can be overwhelming. Whether it's a task that you're trying to do, a project you're trying to do, or a dream that you're trying to accomplish. When you try to make it all happen right now, it can actually hinder the ability to do anything. But when you say, I'm just going to do a little bit. I'm just going to wash one dish. And then after you've washed one dish, it's you're one dish closer to having a clean sink. Or after you pull one weed, you're one weed closer to having a clean garden. Or after you drop that first pound, you're 1 pound closer to being the size that you want. That little bit will add into your motivation so that you can continue to pursue little bits until you're there. All of a sudden, you have done more than you ever dreamed possible. One word at a time, all of a sudden, you've written a million words. It happens a little bit at a time. The little bits add up, and they grow up to big things. So you need the little bits to make the move into your big dreams. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break. When we come back, we will break down the process for breaking down the big dreams. See how I did that? Growing Hope will be back after these messages. This world can be a troubled place full of storms and negatives that are determined to drag you down and crush you. Hope makes a way. The Reflections and Hope newsletter seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out a bold life grounded in hope. Visit www.hopeboost.com, that's HOPEBOOST, and sign up now to begin receiving your copy of Reflections and Hope. Start now living the life that you dream and desire to live. You are designed on purpose and for a purpose. Planted deep inside you right now is a seed that will grow up into your unique purpose when it is uncovered and nurtured. At Peculiar Productions, we help you uncover that heart seed so that you can harness your passion into a purposeful life. Visit www.pqproductions.com. That's PECUPRODUCTIONS. For more information about how we can help you begin to live your uniqueness so that you can soar into your world of possibilities. You have a purpose that is unique to you. Dare to live outside the box and fulfill your dreams.
Travel along with Cal, Preston, and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or KatherineLang.com.
Welcome back to Growing Hope, where today we are breaking down our big dreams into little bits so we can find our balanced life. I am Katherine Lang, your dream igniter, here to dare you to dream big and live extraordinary. Visit whiteboardofworlddomination.com to learn more. Have you ever tried to run a marathon in one step? Have you ever tried to get to the top of the ladder in one leap? You're more likely to get to the bottom of the ladder in one leap than you are to get to the top of the ladder. It takes more than one giant action. You need to get the little bits in line, and the little bits will be the action that gets you there. The first time I put my whiteboard of world domination into practice, I set a big dream goal for the year, but I also took the time to think about how I would want to address those big dream goals each month. And at the beginning of each month, I put the monthly part of the big dream goals at the top of a page, and I set out tasks for each week that will get me closer to where I want to go. I write out those tasks in my focus folder system at the beginning of each week. And I also write out the affirmation of my big dreams so that I'm constantly feeding the mind and feeding the heart about these big dreams. And then each day, I use the focus folder system to break down the day-by-day actions and tasks that I'm going to do to reach my weekly target, which will get me to my monthly target, which will get me to my big dream goals. And I also break down the daily into hourly schedules or to-dos or chores or whatever. But breaking it down makes it feel manageable. You know, that's what we were talking about. It's just a little less impossible when we're doing it a little bit at a time. And you break down the big dreams into little bits by starting with those short-term goals. A short-term goal is usually set at 5 years or 1 year or even a quarter at a time. It's long enough to require a little bit of consistency to reach, but short enough to be visible. I like the year-long short-term goals because it's easy to break those down. You know, it's already divided up for you. Plus, everyone gets into the goal setting at the beginning of the year, so you have a lot of people that are sharing your excitement and enthusiasm for short-term goals, at least in the beginning. So, the short-term goals are, for me, a year. But the thing is, this is your plan. This is your decision. Short-term can mean whatever you want it to mean. I mean, the basic definition of short-term goal is one that you want to accomplish soon. So, like most of the process and most of the journey, you're going to define your short-term. When you have more than a vague idea or a wish, then your big dreams are going to be fueled by a purposeful passion, and setting these short-term goals will help you get there. Set your short-term goals that will break down your big dream into those smaller little bits. And then the next step is for the little bit process to become even smaller. So you're breaking your short-term into shorter-term. Several groups I'm part of challenge me to share my monthly goals. I love that I found these groups because they encourage me to break down my big dreams into those monthly processes, but they also push me not to try to do all of the puzzle at once, but to do a little bit at a time, and they hold me accountable. Now, not all big dreams will break down perfectly into your smaller increments, but that's okay. You can write out specific smaller steps that are going to get you to those increments. What works for you works. It is no more complicated than that. So break down those smaller goals that you've made from your big dream into even smaller goals so that you can purpose build easier and you can start to attain what it is you're pursuing. So we have the short-term goals and the shorter-term goals, but you also need a daily plan. I have a good friend that says she doesn't do schedules because she doesn't do the schedules. And I get what she was saying. At the time, we were both homeschooling small boys, and small boys in schedules, they just don't always mesh. But having a daily idea of what you're doing will move you a little bit closer to your big dreams. Now, I use the focus folder system. It's something that I put together for my focus coach clients and for myself. It allows me to plan my day and to plan it in hour by hour or to do or want to do's. And you can learn more by visiting focusfoldersystem.com. But it provides me with what I need. And it's very flexible for planning out my daily steps, which is so important to me. Because I need something that's going to change and adjust with my changing and adjusting schedule. Every time I think I've got it figured out, something changes. So you need something that'll work for you. And when you get that something, then you're that much closer. You have planned out the steps that you need to take. Or you have an idea of the steps that you need to take. And now you're moving a little bit at a time closer to your big dreams. A little bit is so important. I can't emphasize enough how important a little bit is, but just as important as a little bit is a little bit more. The other day, I cleared off our large dining room table because it had become covered. Basically, the whole space had slowly but surely been engulfed by stuff. When folks would walk in from work or from activities, they would put things at the end of the table. As the end got full, they moved to the middle. And then all of a sudden, on this 10-foot table, there was no room left for three or four of us to eat. It was crazy. So yesterday, after I had gone through the process and cleaned off this entire table, I noticed that there was stuff on the table again. I was already headed to bed, but I made the purposeful choice to do a little bit more and to clear those things off the table. It didn't clean my house. It didn't make a huge dent in where I was going, but it got me a little bit closer for the next morning start. When you invest in doing a little bit more, it may not get you there, but it will definitely get you a little bit closer. And finally, you have to be measuring and reviewing the actions that you're taking. Otherwise, how do you know if it's working? And how do you know if it's not working? When I was homeschooling the boys, I followed an hour-by-hour schedule. Not because I actually thought that we were going to get everything done hour by hour, but that way I knew about when breakfast was going to be and about when lunch was going to be and about when dinner was going to be, and it kept my day in order to some extent. But when my boys had graduated and my younger son was in traditional school for the first year, I had to constantly adjust. I had to adjust to the new limits and the new changes and car line. But by reviewing each night, and then setting those new steps in the morning, I was able to begin to find my rhythm. Of course, I found it right at the end of the year, just in time for summer, which was when everything changed. And then when the school year started back, I couldn't use that same system because now my husband was teaching at the school and my schedule was completely different. Still, daily reviewing and adjusting has helped me keep my balance in all of these transition periods. Setting out steps to move you into your big dreams is necessary. It's vital. It's essential. Knowing that the steps are working and how they're working and maybe how they could work better is even more important. If it's not working, you will quit working with it. When you quit working the steps, you no longer have the direction you need to get to where you want to go. A while back, I found a Twitter chat, Goal Chat. Is the name of the Twitter attack, hashtag Goal Chat. And it happens every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Central. And Deborah leads out the chat with the challenge to share your win of the week. And then to share your goal for the week, both professional and personal. And these simple things push me to review what I'm doing. And they hold me accountable to my short-term goals because I'm sharing them in public. Accountability isn't just good for moving you forward. Sometimes it's vital for helping you review what you're doing. And you need to have a plan that will allow you to review and adjust because things are going to happen. I mean, you can get on a treadmill and run all day long, but if your goal is to walk the Appalachian Trail, running a treadmill is not going to get you there. You have to take the step on the Appalachian Trail. And having these goals broken down into little bits will help you see what you need to shift. Little bits may not look like much when you're doing them, but the little bits add up to big changes. Growing Hope needs to take one more break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up the process for creating a you plan that will work.
Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life, going at full speed but only spinning the wheel until you stumble and the wheel is spinning you? Do you want to get it all done, but you aren't even sure what might be involved in your all? The Whiteboard of World Domination helps you get off the wheel and define your rules so you can take control of life one bite-sized piece at a time. Are you ready to create your change and dominate your world? Visit www.whiteboardofworlddomination.com.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I have a secret. Actually, I have 8 secrets, and I'm going to share them with you. Hi, I'm Catherine Lang, and I am the Husband Whisperer. I've learned the secrets for having the perfect spouse.
The Husband Whisperer by Catherine C. Lang. Available at most online bookstores, or you can purchase your copy by visiting www.catherinelang.com/books.
The music for this production was created by Kevin MacLeod and CompTech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by attribution.
Welcome back to this final segment of today's Growing Hope, where we have been finding the way to take actionable steps by breaking down our big dreams into little bits, because little bits make a difference. I am Catherine Lang, your Focus Coach. Are you ready to launch your big dreams? Let's talk today. Visit coachforfocus.com to learn more. You are designed to live in purpose and on purpose, but your design can only be fulfilled when you make the choice to walk out your purpose. It's going to be a one step at a time, one little bit at a time kind of situation where you begin to move into your big dreams. It will not happen in one leap. It won't happen overnight. You have to be willing to dream big and to break it down into actionable steps, and then you have to start stepping. You need short-term goals. You need shorter-term goals. You need daily to-dos. You need to do a little bit more. You need to measure and review on a regular basis. Walking through the process of big dreams and a balanced life, it's been pushing me to review and adjust and to keep going. Sharing with you is pushing me to look deeper. And along the way, I've been making some adjustments to what was working before, because in this new season, it's not working so much. When you have spent so much time planning meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then all of a sudden you're the only one that you're planning for other than dinner, it changes a lot. And your seasons are going to change. Your circumstances are going to change. And you may have to adjust the you plan to fit these new seasons and circumstances. And that's okay. As long as you stay focused on your big dreams, and as long as you're willing to learn and grow and review and adjust, then no matter what you come up against, you're going to be able to create the you plan that will get you to your destination. To have the you plan that will work for you, you want to evaluate your start, define your finish point, make a point to learn from others, dare the big dreams, and of course, break it all down into actionable steps. Now, if you have missed any of the you plan episodes of Growing Hope, you can always catch up over at growinghoperadio.com, or you can visit the Growing Hope Radio Facebook page where you can watch and engage to share your balanced life journey. But right now, I want to thank you for joining me for Growing Hope. I can't even begin to express how much it means to me that you're willing to invest. This world does it all to discourage us and dissuade us from walking out our uniqueness. Even when things are going well, the world has a way of standing on the sidelines and yelling to get us distracted and to taunt us, or sometimes stand behind us and whisper softly, "It can't be done. Not by you. Not right now. Maybe not ever." But when we get together, even just to stand beside one another, we make it more difficult for the world to be heard. So thank you for standing beside me on this journey to build a balanced life. You are my shield. You are my encouragement. And I want to encourage you. Please reach out to me if you are having trouble finding your balance, finding your focus, or making that you plan that's going to work for you. You can connect with me on social media. I'm Catherine C. Lang, or email me at contact@growinghoperadio.com. I am here to encourage you just like you have been encouraging me. I am Catherine Lang, and I'm here to tell you right now that hope makes a difference, because every day holds a promise of more and every action contains the power of possibility. It is not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My plan is and always will be that the words I'm sharing with you are helping establish the foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. The world is going to do all it can to stop you from living your unique purpose and design. But when you understand and hold tight to that heart seed that was planted in you, then you will grow up a life of possibility. You will grow up a life that makes the world look at you and go, that's not possible. Because to the world, it is impossible to live outside the box it's created. But you are not a box dweller. You were not designed to survive. You were designed and called to thrive and be bold in purpose, on purpose, and for a purpose. And I know that when you decide to, you will. Until next time, remember that in all you're doing, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.